Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
And this is Cindy Zimmerman with the Zimcast this week, brought to you by our sponsor, Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. Still recovering a little bit from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's 70th annual meeting last week, where we did, somewhere around 80 interviews at Trade Talk between myself and Leah Guffey and Jamie Johansson and our intern, Kristen Stidham. And two of those interviews that I did are about some big changes coming in the Commodity Classic and Ag Connect. When you added wheat and sorghum to the corn and soybean commodity classic, who thought it could get any bigger? But it will definitely be bigger in 2016 when the classic joins forces with Ag Connect Expo to become what may well be the biggest farm show on earth. That announcement came out last month, and during Trade Talk, I had a chance to learn more from Sarah Mooney, who's Ag Connect Show Director with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and 2014 Commodity Classic co-chair Rob Elliott of Illinois. First, let's hear from Sarah. So tell us about this announcement and what it means for Ag Connect.
Yeah, we are really excited. Last month, Commodity Classic and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, who is owner and organizer of Ag Connect Expo, announced that we're going to bring together Commodity Classic and the Ag Connect experience going forward on an annual basis. And that first event's going to take place in March of 2016 in New Orleans. We're excited about it because it's really going to be great news for the farmers, that this event is all about. The producers that attended Ag Connect, and our exhibitors and other stakeholders are really going to find that this combined event is really greater than its two parts alone. So they're going to find that it's really going to be a bigger and better event for them. The quality experience that they took away from Ag Connect, that's going to live on in this new event, only it's going to sort of be that bigger, better experience, more technology, more engagement with the whole ag community, more experts to talk to, more industry leaders. So it's just more of that quality experience that they really came to know and give high ratings to at Ag Connect.
I don't know if you've worked out all the details with it, but is this going to mean that as you said, you one and one together and you get three, it's a bigger than the sum of both parts, but is it going to mean a longer, more days for the events than for either one singly?
Our leadership got together on both sides and came up with this vision, and now we're going to work out all the details. Some of these things we're just starting to talk about and what makes the most sense. I think at this point the timing is probably going to stay pretty similar to the Commodity Classic timing. Ag Connect was also a three-day event. So coming together, I think at least this first time, 2016 out of the chute, will probably be a three-day event. Going forward, we'll kind of see what the future brings. And as far as some of these other details, we're just kind of starting down that path and bringing in these two events and really these five associations coming together, driven by our members with the industry's benefit as our primary objective. So our members are going to tell us what they want. This event primarily is to benefit farmers and agriculture as a whole. So, whatever our members want, the industry wants, we're going to deliver on that.
That's really the big deal because farmers' time and resources are just as limited as everyone else, and the media as well, to have them to be able to be there. So it just seems like it's a win-win-win all the way around.
It really is. Any time that you can bring two large attendee groups together, great exhibitor bases, and associations with, really like-minded philosophies about creating that quality, professional industry gathering place for all those involved in agriculture to really move forward, think about the future, talk about ag policy, find out what's next out there, how to use it, and bring all those leaders together and those bright minds. That's what this gathering is going to be about, and helping farmers meet the demand of that growing population.
What did Commodity Classic see in Ag Connect that they really thought would add more to Classic itself, because you have some different things that you do at Ag Connect, and how did they feel like that was going to contribute to their membership?
Well, you know, I can only guess at that, but I know that for our 2013 event, we really hit the ball out of the park in a number of ways. First and foremost, we had wonderful feedback on our education program. I mean, the ratings were really off the charts and unprecedented. Also, our attendee satisfaction and value ratings were in the 98% category. So we know we've got a large, loyal attendee base. Producers that look towards the future, they're business people. They want to be treated that way. They want to know what's next on the horizon. How can I apply that to my operation? The level of exhibits that we saw, you know, in 2013 in Kansas City was incredible. The technology that they showcased, the level of experts they had there, the CEOs and presidents that they brought to help staff their exhibits and talk to producers one-on-one. I mean, that's, we heard people could not find that anywhere else. That's unprecedented. So, and our members, our exhibitors, are very excited about the new opportunities that lie ahead with this 2016 show to interact with farmers and really showcase what they have to help them in their operation.
Basically, we got about 2 years to prepare for this, so we're going to be hearing a lot more about this as those months go by, probably very quickly.
Yeah, you know, stay tuned. There's a lot of details to put together, a lot to announce. You know, probably in the next 6 months to a year, we're going to have a lot of exciting things to talk about. So the ultimate goal in mind is that experience for the past Ag Connect attendee, obviously the Commodity Classic attendee. How can we provide the best experience and value for the farmer and other stakeholders to truly create that bigger, better, added value event for them?
National Corn Growers Association board member Rob Elliott is working on the 2014 Commodity Classic coming up in San Antonio, while at the same time looking ahead to the partnership with Ag Connect in 2016.
We've got our work cut out for us between now and then to turn 1+1 into 3, and that's really our goal. And we really feel like this will become the can't-miss opportunity during the winter show season for what we have always referred to as a really quality crowd of growers. So,
well, now, logistically, this is going to mean it's bigger than even before. It's going to kind of limit your locations, right? New Orleans is one of the cities that can handle it, but there's only a couple more.
Right. The venue is the big deal, and how can it accommodate the growth? So we're looking at places like Orlando or Anaheim or Las Vegas or places big enough and still kind of have that what I'll call family vacation kind of feel to it. So it's kind of foremost. We keep it a family atmosphere and a good place for folks in the winter.
Why did you see this opportunity of joining with Ag Connect as a good one for Classic?
Well, we formed a strategic task force, if you will, to take a look at the future of Classic. And with the growth we've had, we said, how can we do a better job? How can we continue to grow it? At the same point in time, the equipment manufacturers said, you know what, let's talk about merging these things together. And a very quick period of time, we kind of came to agreement that there was opportunity, and thus 2016 in New Orleans will be the opening salvo into a new, bigger, better.
Well, what's great about this is that, you know, by having another event with Ag Connect, you know, farmers just and the media, just like everybody else, have limited resources. So by combining them, you're helping out everyone. It seems like a real win.
Yeah, it does. The synergy aspect of it could be fairly significant. And one of the outcomes we hope is this whole advocacy public policy area becomes even a greater component of what we're about as we bring a lot of folks with common interest in a little bigger setting, a little more people together, that all the issues that impact us as an industry, we're in one place to talk about.
And that's the Zimcast for this week. Once again, sponsored by our friends with GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.